First of all, thank God for enabling me to be here once again and to share the word with you. Last week I was in Andhra Pradesh, a place called Nellur. It's one of the oldest assemblies of Andhra Pradesh. I had a nice time there with the saints, 3 days, first, second and third. It was a long journey, but Lord has really blessed the ministry as we were praying for it. On 2nd October, being a holiday, many believers from the nearby assembly also joined during the meeting. About 500 people were there for that meeting. Really, the hall capacity is only 300. Then they had a shamiana outside, and that is why they accommodated the people there. Anyhow, Lord has blessed. The last day of the meeting, as I was moved to give an altar call, really many could come forward and say they accepted the Lord as the personal Savior. And even though many raised their hands, but when we called the in front, only 4 people came, and that too all youngsters, all are doing engineering and 12th and other class college studies. And not only that, their parents also joined with them. I could see the happiness on the face of the parents when the children received the Lord as a personal Savior. We shared personally with them and encouraged them to continue in the study of the God's Word. Please uphold the brethren, those who are committed, even though some might not have come forward because of constraints, but I do believe the Lord was speaking to them in their heart. So continue to uphold that brethren, those who are committed in their life to the Lord. If God willing, I may be traveling tomorrow to Jaipur. I'll be back on Monday morning. I'll be back. So please pray for the ministry. And again, next week I have to travel to Jharkhand, continuously traveling. As you know, I'm not that healthy one way. Somehow, I'm traveling, so please uphold me in your prayers, and also my family here. They are alone, and so you have to uphold both, because the Lord is there definitely, but the Satan is also active to disturb the ministry many times. So please uphold us in your prayers as a family. I desire to be here at least one Sunday of October, but somehow I don't think I may be able to be here in the month of October, any of the Sundays that is happen. If God willing, I'll be here in the November, most of the days. So we'll be together at that time. I miss the fellowship of the assembly here. It's not really speaking. That's a fact. So please continue with the ministry. Now, we are studying the topic on the church, the gatherings of the church. That is our topic. I told you in the New Testament, the gathered together, the word gathered together related with the church, 7 times is used. So we understand that there are 7 gatherings of the assembly or the saints are mentioned. Come to Acts chapter 15 verse 6. There we see the gathering together, synago, that is the word which is used. And that word is again used here. And Acts chapter 15 verse 6. And the apostles and elders came together to consider of this matter. May the Lord bless this reading together. The apostles and the elders came together to consider of this matter. The previous weeks we consider the gathering of the assemblies. 2 of that gatherings, I do believe you remember that we consider. One is the Lord's Supper. That is a very important gathering. We gather every Sunday on the first day of the week to remember the Lord by breaking the bread. So, assembly gathers together for the Lord's Supper. Secondly, we consider the assembly is gathering together for prayer meeting. So we see that they gathered together for prayer, we read. These two aspects we are considered. Now, the third one of the important gathering of the assembly is the elders came together. We will consider as the elders' meeting. I rarely heard a sermon on the elders' meeting. We have heard probably many sermons on the qualification of the elders, or who can be the elders. All these things we can hear. But this is a detailed study when I did it. Really, it was a lot of information that are available in the book of Acts regarding the elders' meeting. It is one of the most important meetings of the assembly. Now, the question arising about it, whether we need to have an elders' meeting. Bible very clearly says the elders gather together. So there is no doubt that elders' meeting is the part of the New Testament pattern. Now, when you consider about the elders' meeting, why we need the elders' meeting? I have written down certain things, please can note down that. To understand the mind of Christ in relation with his body, the church. That is one of the most important purpose of the elders' meeting. We should know church is the body of Christ, and we should know what God desires and how he desires to function in the local assembly. It is none of our property. Is not the human organization. So we should get instruction from the Lord, who is the owner, and the church belongs to him. So we should get the instruction from him, so we should understand the mind of Christ in relation with the local assembly, because Christ is the head. So all the decisions flow from him. We should understand what the head speaks to us. What the mind of Christ related with the local assembly. And the Holy Spirit is guiding us to execute the decisions of the Lord in the local assembly. Now, what is the role of the elders? Elders are the channels through which it is implemented in the local assembly. When the elders coming together prayerfully, the Lord will reveal his mind through the Holy Spirit. And what the decisions they are taking prayerfully, that should be implemented in the local assembly. So this is a very, very important meeting of a local assembly. For the last about 20 years we are here. From my own experience, our own experience, the elders, they know very well. Whenever we fail to gather for a long time, we always found difficulty to carry out the ministry. Lot of problem comes in, crops inside the assembly. So the elders' meeting is very, very important for the healthy functioning of a local assembly. Sometimes you may be wondering, for the whole congregation, what is the use of discussing all these things? You should know what the elders are doing during the meeting and how it has to be decided. So we have to be very careful, and you also, each one of us has a responsibility during this meeting. Now I will tell you about that. Now the process of decision making, that is what we take. We are deciding various things, how to implement it. We are seeking the mind of Christ. Now we should understand where our normal feelings about the spiritual things are. All other things we have planned it very well, you know. Everything we plan it very well. When the spiritual meeting comes, we will say that as the Lord leads, that's the thing. And all confusion is there, you know. Even to take a hymn, it takes about 5 to 10 minutes. Because as the Lord leads, that's the thing. We never think about anything. We come here and look here and there, and no proper preparations are there. Even in the worship meetings, we come, we are unprepared. Actually, we have to come prepared for the worship meeting. The meal offering, it is mentioned, I always used to say about it. Now, when you bring the meal offering, it should be fine flour.
should be fined, Lord. And before coming to the tabernacle, you should be fined. What we are doing, we starting actually grinding on the way only, you know. That is the problem. And if we reach in the assembly, it is in a half-grinded manner, it is not a fine flour. That means the fine flour should be done at home. When we come here, you should be in the fine. That means a planning is needed, decisions have to be made. Because God is a God of order. Disorder should not be allowed in the house of God. Now, examples, I have given two examples here. You know, when God decided to send His beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, He knew, God knew everything. We see about it, it is a predeterminate counsel of God. In the Godhead, before the foundation of the world, before God creating man, God had decided, that God discussed with the whole thing, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, the triune God has discussed it, counseled it, that one day Lord Jesus Christ has to go down on the earth and to die for the sinners. If God has to decide and counsel together about a matter, how much more we have to counsel, we have to discuss and consider about that. Even the Lord Jesus Christ is giving an example in the Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 28 to 33. About, we can read that portions, we see Luke's Gospel, chapter 14 to 28. Regarding the decision to make a tower and also to go for a war. There we see that. Lord says that before you king decides to go, see verse 28, for which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost whether he has sufficient to finish it. Suppose you want to make a house, a tower, what you will do? First, what you are? You are not standing, you are sitting down. You take a paper and you see that how much is the bank balance, how much is my amount, and what are the plans I have, how I have to make out, whether I have the financial capability to carry out the building of the tower. If I don't have, I will give up. So the first thing is a planning, decision has to be made. Without that, nobody goes. Again, gives another example in verse 31. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth down first and consulteth whether he is able with the 10,000 to meet them, him that cometh against him with the 20,000. See, he is planning out, making the decisions. So we say that Lord is encouraging that we should make decisions before carrying out a work. So the decision making is not something, when we think about the decision making and implementation, immediately we are thinking about MBA people. You know, we think that only the management people think about it. Spiritual people should not think about decision making and implementation. I think that is not the right attitude. Lord Himself says that we should sit first and think about it. What we are going to do? What is our plan next year? Or what is our plan next month? Most of our things, we are in a confused state. The assembly activities are going on because we are not properly sitting down and making the decision. I admit that. That is the major problem. So we have to sit and decide that is scriptural, that is not unscriptural. First of all, I want to make it very clear to you. Now, I would like to trace the history of the first century church. How they made the decisions. History of the early church. Yes, I was going through various passages. This topic was taken by Thomas Matthew Angell during the one of the meetings we have conducted regarding the church. Really, it was encouraging me, and it was very enlightening to me. Not only encouraging, it was an enlightening to me. It was, see, the beginning, how the apostles made the decisions. If you look into the Bible, first, during the early days of the church, when the church was formed, elders were not there, apostles were there. And we see that in the beginning, apostles made decisions. You read Acts chapter 4, verse 37. There we see that how the apostles have made the decisions. Those who sold the property, and all the money was brought and kept at the feet of apostles. So who made the decision about the distribution and all the things regarding the finance? We see that it is the apostles made the decision. Otherwise they need not to bring it and present before the apostles. So we understand the apostles made the decisions in the beginning. Later on we see that there was some dispute was going on in the assembly. Chapter 6 we read about that. That is, in the service of the widows, there was a partiality was shown and there was a murmuring in the local assembly. So what happened there? They have gathered again to decide certain things. Now in that case we see that the apostles and the disciples gathered together to make the decisions. Verse 2 we read about that, chapter 6 verse 2. The 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them. The whole gathering was there. There was not elders were not there. So the disciples came together and to make the decisions along with the apostles. So apostles and disciples came together to make the decisions. Now if you read the third thing we see about, the apostles and elders came together. The third stage, again, the church was much more advanced and came little more in a mature stage. Years are passed. Then it is not the whole multitude came, not the whole disciples came, only the elders and the apostles came. Chapter 15, verse 4 as well as in 6, we read about that. And the apostles and the elders came together, verse 6. So you look at the development of the decision-making process. And finally, in Acts chapter 21, verse 18, we see that the elders came together. 21, verse 18. And all the elders were present. Why the apostles were not there? Apostles were there actually, but they were not now in the decision making. The process of decision making was handed over to the matured elders of the local assembly. Because the matter of the elders, the local assembly has to be decided. So we see the final stage of development, the elders started making the decisions. So it is very clear, there is no ambiguity, there is no doubt that the elders came together to make the decisions of the local assembly. Now the question is that when the elders are gathering together for the decision making, what the others has to see? They have to sit outside and chit chat or something? What the others has to do? You have to understand the elders are gathering for the meeting. At that time, the most important duty of the members of the local assembly is that they should pray for them. I would like to give an example which we see about that. We read about the Zechariah, he went into the presence of the Lord to offer the sacrifices and all. At that time, really what the people were doing, the congregation was standing outside. He is inside the ministry. What they were doing? They were prayerfully, they were waiting for him eagerly, we read that. So actually they were praying, they were so surprised why he is getting late. So during the when he is inside the presence of the Lord, the congregation were waited for him. They were actually praying for him. People waited for him. They did not go home because he is alone, he is doing the thing, we will go home. That is not the time. They were praying and they waited for him. So we see that every individual believer should pray when the elders meeting are going on. That is the duty of that. That means God give them the wisdom to make the right decision, to understand your mind. So they should pray. Now the question again about the decision making and implementation comes again a problem. What about the local functioning of the local assembly? Sunday morning, what we come, whether we have a planned program, you see, if you go to denominational churches, they have said the hymn number so and so, the hymn number so and so, the dates, everything will be given. And the portion to read this one. Actually, that goes to the extremity. We are not supposed to go to the extremity. Every individual Bible says that, this is another subject. We see that everyone during the day, week time, God speaks to them regarding certain things. God gives the word to everyone. And we have the liberty when we gather together to share what God gave me during the week time. No restriction should be there in that manner. But he should exercise the whole throughout the week, from Monday to Saturday. When he comes on a Sunday, Lord will give him something to share. So every individual should prepare. It is not unpreparedly we have to come. And there should not be any restriction for any ministry. Let me tell you, even the ministry of the word, for your information, for the youngsters and others, let me tell you, we don't decide anything here. Everything, those who have the led by the Lord, if anybody has a word the Lord has given from Monday to Saturday, has the liberty, complete liberty to exercise here. But make it sure that it is from the Lord. Some people stand up and just accusing everybody. That is not allowed. You have to be very careful when you minister. If the Lord has given the word, you have to share. There is no restriction for that. Should not be any restriction for that. So, liberty to exercise the spiritual gifts should be given. It is not planned. So and so will speak. So and so will take the hymn. So and so will pray. That planning is not permissible as per the light of the New Testament. So don't confuse with these two things. Decision of the elders and the exercising of the spiritual gift are entirely different. So in between, I shared with you that thoughts. Now comes to the purpose of the elders meeting. Now you see, I have given a lot of things. So all the verses are given. We will take one by one. First of all, why they gather? To consider the spiritual welfare of the assembly. The best portion on this matter, we see Acts chapter 20, verse 17 to 38. The Paul calls the elders of the Ephesus church and is discussing in detail about various aspects. That's the best example of the elders meeting and the agenda of the elders meeting. We will consider later on in detail. Now you note down the main points. Secondly, to consider the doctrinal standing of the assembly. Elders has to decide what is our standing. There are so many disputes are there. So many opinions are there. Difference of views are there. In a local assembly, different views cannot be tolerated. In a local assembly, there is only one view should be there. Two different seeds should not sow in a field. So, the very important thing, what is the doctrinal standing? Acts chapter 15 is the best example for that. They discussed, they came together, the elders and the apostles came together to discuss the doctrinal standing of the assembly, of the local assembly. We will consider that in detail. Now, the third one, it is to give spiritual counsel to individual believers. Sometimes a believer is confused or he needs some counseling. So the elders can call that individually, the believer, and tell him what are the things he has to do. So the spiritual counseling should be done. And that is done in the elders meeting. They can call and tell him, brother, these are the things you have to do that. So that has to be done. Next, chapter 21, we have an example. Then another one, to administer the assembly fund. We know that every week we gather, we offer the offerings are there. And this money, how to utilize this money? To whom to give? What to do with this money? And that decision should be made by the elders. We see to administer the assembly finance. That is the thing. And the lastly, I have 5 points. We see 5 references are there about the meetings. And the lastly, we see to receive a brother into the fellowship. Whether we have to receive a brother into the fellowship of the assembly, that should be decided by the apostles and the elders. So these are the 5 purposes of the elders to gather. It is not that anybody can receive. It's not like that. The elders has to make decision. Some people have a feeling that once you are born and born again and baptized, you can come in the assembly fellowship. No, it's not necessarily. The elders has to decide whether should be taken into the fellowship of the local assembly. Okay, we'll consider each one of that in detail. Now, agenda of the meeting. You know, whenever a meeting is there, we have a program. Agenda is there. As I told you, the best portion of the elders' meeting we see in Acts chapter 20, verse 17 to 38. I think we'll go slowly to that and we'll consider certain things there. Here we see that chapter 20, verse 17, we read the Paul. He was there for 3 years in Ephesus. He taught them everything about the church. Even from the foundation, he established them. And now he is leaving them. And before leaving them, he called the elders' meeting. We read verse 17. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. It's not the whole church was called. Only the elders were called for the meeting. Then we see in 18 to 21, we see he's reviewing what happened in the past. Let us read that, verse 18 to 21. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, "You know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with the many tears and trials befall me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shown you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." See, whenever they gather, you have to review what happened in the past. Certain decision might have taken, certain things might have happened. So we have a review meeting. Review the things what is happened in the past. Here we see that he called the elders and he's reviewing what happened in the past. Of course, he was talking about his ministry. Now you come to verse 22. And now, that is earlier what happened. And now the sharing, here we see the personal matters with that. Elders can share their own personal matters, you know. And now, behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, and not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Then he is saying up to verse 21 about that. Except that the Holy Spirit witnesseth in every city, saying that bounds and afflictions await me, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. So they can share their personal difficulties in the ministry. And how the ministry is going on, the elders have the liberty to share the personal matters. Now, verse 26. Importance to know the counsel of God. Verse 26 to 27. 26 to 27. Wherefore I testify unto you this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsels of God. So we see that we, as elders, they should know the mind of God. They are waiting to listen to him. So that is the purpose of the elders' meeting. Now, say again, verse 28 and 29. Here say that, "Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood." So the importance of feeding the flock is mentioned. And at the same time, there is a danger is mentioning here. A danger from outside and danger from within. Look at that verse 29. Danger from outside. "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. So people will enter inside. The elders has to be very careful about the dangers that can affect the local assembly. Then we see again verse 30, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. So there is a danger from outside and the danger within for a division. So that discussing these things are very important thing. A local assembly elders should discuss as they gather whether any danger is from outside or whether any danger is from within. Now, what is the remedial method for that? We see that Paul continues here. The remedial method is that he says that we should have fellowship with God. We should be very close to God, and also we should be guided by the word of God. See Luke verse 32. He says, I commend you to God to overcome the danger. This is the thing. We should be closer to God and to his word. That is what we say. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Now, comes to again, we see that what he is saying. Now, verse 33 on verse to 35, here again, Paul is speaking about the financial dealings of the local assembly. Now, verse 33 to 35, I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Here, Paul says, I have coveted no man's silver. One of the qualifications of the elders, it is mentioned that he should not be covetous or he should not covet anybody things. So here Paul says, I never coveted. That doesn't mean that Paul never accepted the financial help. He accepted the financial helps many times. But he never desired, he never coveted. So an elder or a worker should not covet. That is what it means. He never coveted silver, gold or apparel. Then he says verse 34 and 35. Ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with him. I have shown you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak. Note down that. Support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So here we see that you as an assembly should support the weak. Financially weak, that is the meaning of it. When Paul came for the ministry, the one instruction the apostles gave to Paul, you remember what was the instruction? Remember the poor. That means he was coming from an affluent family, he was coming from a rich family. Being he is a rich, probably he may not consider or he may not understand the difficulty of the poor people. So the apostles, they knew very well, they were actually basically poor people. But Apostle Paul was a very rich man. So one instruction they gave to Paul is that when you go for the ministry, you what you should do? You remember the poor, the needs of the poor. So here also he is telling that you should remember the weak ones or financially poor ones. So they should discuss the financial aspect in the elders' meeting. Elders' meeting should be concluded with dispute. Verse 36, what says? And when he had thus spoken, he knelt down and prayed with them all. Elders' meeting should be concluded with a prayer. That's very important. Sometimes the argument was so much that there's no prayer at all. It should not happen. The elders' meeting should conclude. It should begin with a prayer and it should conclude with a prayer. So there should be harmony in that. What happened? Result, you see that? Result? Verse 37. And they all wept much and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. Unity and the fellowship. So the result of this elders' meeting is that the most important thing is that there should be a unity and a fellowship between the elders. I personally believe very clearly, and I may experience for the last more than 40 years of the local assembly, let me tell you one thing, that A local assembly will never divide if there is a unity and the fellowship between the elders. All the divisions, you take any divisions in any part of the world, all the divisions causing in the local assembly is because there is no unity and fellowship with the elders. It is not the congregation. Forget about the congregation. It is not the congregation responsible for that. It is the elders responsible for the divisions. So if there is a strong unity between the elders and there is a strong fellowship between the elders, a local assembly will not divide. Let me assure you of that. And the elders meeting, the purpose of the elders meeting, to maintain the unity of the local assembly and the fellowship of the local assembly, and that starts from the elders and that will percolate into the lower level. So there should be such type of meetings in the assembly. You understand the importance of the local assembly elders meeting. It's a very, very important. It's a crucial meeting that decides the normal healthy functioning of the local assembly. Now let us turn to the another thing. Why they gather? I told you the different purposes of gathering. They have to gather for deciding the doctrinal matters. We read there was a big dispute in the first early church regarding various doctrinal matters. And there was a council. They gathered, the Jewish people and the Gentiles. There was a lot of dispute about that. So the elders gathered together to consider that. We read that Acts chapter 15 verse 4 to 24. Elders and the apostles gathered together. If you read that passage, you understand that there was they were highly disputed. We read the scripture says there was a much disputing. Don't think that elders meeting is always calm and quiet. It's not like that. Sometimes there will be difference of opinion. There will be much dispute will be there. It should not be heard by others, but should be within. There will be difference of opinion. We see that there was much disputing. That's the word which is used here. And finally, they came to a unanimous conclusion based upon the God's word. That's very important. Whatever difference of opinions are there, we should search the scripture whether my opinion is right or not. And in the light of the God's word, they came to a unanimous opinion. And James was taking control of it. We read about that. Finally, James got up and said that this is the decision that we have to take. And they made certain decisions in that council, in that meeting. And whatever decisions they made, is not just orally said and gone. They wrote it down. They wrote it down. And the letters were sent to other assemblies. See, these are the decisions we have made. So we see that they wrote it down for others. So the elders' decisions, whatever the decisions, especially the doctrinal aspect, should be written down. All the minutes, better to write it down. And when it comes to the doctrinal stage, it should be written down for others. Others should know that. Let me tell you, a local assembly should have a statement of faith. What we believe. Now when a new person comes, every time we cannot go on preaching the same message. We have to see, this is the written down. The elders made the decision about this assembly, that this is the local assembly doctrine. I hope we have that practice. We have decided about it in the beginning. And we have written down our doctrinal stand. This is the doctrine of the local assembly here. Some people may not agree that. But if you are not agree, you are not accepted. That's all. If you are willing to accept all the doctrinal standing, you can continue in the fellowship. I remember one brother came sometimes long back here. He believes that the church will pass through the tribulation. I knew that he has that teaching. So I called him aside and asked him, I told him, brother, we don't mind that receiving you in the fellowship, but you are not supposed to speak on this doctrine because you are against the doctrine of the local assembly. You cannot speak on this subject publicly, not only publicly, even on the individual level. You keep quiet about that doctrine. If you are not satisfied, you have the liberty to go. But you cannot speak that subject. He did not speak to anyone, nor he spoke in the public also. But he was very agitated, you know, he was very much upset about it. You know, if you allow that, what happened? They will confuse the whole congregation. So what I mean is that we should make very clear about the doctrinal standing. Write it down for others. That is, we call it as what we believe or the statement of faith. In our statement, we have written the statement of that what we believe. So the doctrinal standing has to be discussed and should be clear in the elders' meeting. Now, the spiritual counseling. In Acts chapter 21, we see that they are counseling Paul. Well, chapter 21, verse 18 to 25, we know that Paul came to Jerusalem and a lot of problem was there against Paul. There was a lot of doubt, accusation against Paul that he is preaching against the law of Moses and all. So the believers in Jerusalem were agitated, especially believers, those who were from the Jewish background. They want to kill actually Paul. He said he should not be accepted. So we see on that background, Acts chapter 21 verse 18 we see. And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. Here we see that all the elders were present, and then he spoke to them, and finally they advised a certain thing. See, the problem here is so severe. The people, Jewish people, are against you. So you do that, you are not against the law, you show that you are not against the law, you go to the temple and all, they are advising him. And we see that they advised Paul here. A council, for counseling an individual believer, who gathered? The elders gathered. So this is applicable in any area. So to counsel an individual believer, the elders can gather and advise him. And especially they are gathered for Paul, you know, the visiting believer. Actually, he has the knowledgeable what we can advise Paul. They do not say like that. Even though it was Paul, they updated to him the socio-economic position or socio-spiritual position of the entire locality. Now, what is the spiritual condition of Jerusalem church? What is the social problems they are facing? Their elders shared with him so that he will be cautious about it. So a visiting brother may not understand the difficulty of a locality or of a local assembly. So elders, not one elder, the elders together decide that this brother is coming, he may not be knowing what is our difficulties, so we should share with him. There is no harm in doing that. But some people are there, they invite the speaker and they take it home and advise all about other elders, you know. You speak because that elder is like that, so when your message is given, you see that this message should be there, you know. That is what I always just hear from one and leave from the other side, you know. And normally they should not do that. It is what I mean is that the elders together should counsel the difficulty of the local assembly or if any need is there. Of course, that is very cautiously we have to do that in that one. Now, regarding the assembly decision, comes to the reception, comes to the chapter 15, verse 4. Acts chapter 15, verse 4. They are very clearly mentioned that when Paul and Barnabas came to Jerusalem, what happened? When they were come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders. It's very interesting to note. First it is mentioned they are received by the church. Then it is mentioned they are received by the apostles and elders. Why it has to mention like that? Who received them first, in fact? The church means including apostles and elders are there. Already in the word church, the apostles and elders are included. And specifically in the next part, it says that apostles and elders received them. That means to receive them into the fellowship of the local assembly, the first decision was made by apostles and elders. Then collectively the whole church received them. So it is very clear that to receive a person into the fellowship of the local assembly, who has to make the decision? The elders should make the decision. They should evaluate who is the visiting brother, what is his spiritual state, and from where he is coming, whether we should welcome him, whether we should accept him in the local assembly. Once the elders made the decision, the assembly should accept. The whole church received them. So the whole church should receive. Decision is to receive a believer, rest upon the elders. Now comes to the financial aspect. The assembly finance, as I told you, in the elders meeting, one of the major discussion is financial aspects. And not only that, some people sometimes they want to help the assembly, local assembly, they want, outsider wants to give some money. Outsiders, when they give, you read Acts chapter 11 verse 28 and 30, we see that Paul and Barnabas came with the money from all the way from Antioch to give the elders of the assembly at Jerusalem because of their poverty. They did not distribute to the poor people. The whole money which they brought from Antioch, they handed over to the elders of the Jerusalem church. So it's very important that if anybody wants to help the local assembly in Bori Valley, and the amount or the money should be given to whom? To the elders. Not individually go on distributing. That will create problems. Some people are there, oh, that brother, I know that brother, so individually distributes to the believers. No, it should not be allowed. In that case, Paul and Barnabas could have done that. An outsider always should give the distribution responsibility to the elders. Or at least without the knowledge of the elder, they should not do that. Let me tell you frankly. Whoever he may be, when you want to help a brother here, Mr. Suppose you want to help a Mr. X or somebody, W, what you have to do, that you should consult. Brother, I want to give so and so. With the knowledge, and the person receives should know that, the elders knows that. So it should be better that it should be handed over to the elders and they should distribute. So outsider, they give the fund, should be through channel through the elders. That is what we read that. During the elders meeting, they also discuss the distribution of the finance. So it's a very important matter and that we have to consider. So these are the things that we normally consider during the elders meeting. I hope by discussion of these things you understood how important is the elders meeting. Of course, sometimes you may be thinking it may not be applicable to you, many of you, but you should know what is happening during the time of elders meeting. And your responsibility is this one. If you want a healthy, a spiritual local assembly, one of the most important meeting of that assembly is the elders meeting. And this is a scriptural, all the scripturally supported things are there. I was so surprised that it is so much information is given about the elders meeting in the New Testament. I very hardly hear about such type of discussions or preaching about it. I think we need to preach on this subject of the elders meeting for a healthy spiritual local assembly. The Lord has revealed these truths to us as an assembly. We were practicing it for a long time. Many times failures are there, I agreed with that. But whenever there is a failures, we know that we suffer for spiritual growth. So pray for the elders. It is our responsibility that all of we should pray for each other and especially for the elders. May God bless this verse to our heart.